There will be new signs reading, "See something, tell us about it, partner." The familiar take on "See something, say something," State Fair style. A QR code will direct security concerns to staff on site to investigate. There will also be a new clear bag policy. State Fair of Texas Director of Security, retired Dallas Police Deputy Chief Jeff Cotner.
We're limiting the largest size to be 9 by 10 by 12. This is a change this year. Now, there are going to be some exceptions, and exceptions would be for elder care bags, for parenting bags, medical bags, or for child care bags.
The fair will continue enforcing the weapons ban that has the attention of both the state attorney general and the Texas legislature. The fair says they will follow the law, but outside of that, few comments given pending litigation. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, TSN News.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.